Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schuss for Marine Les Yuchyu, and I forget the last Bachelaster, Bachabat Slach of Human Sayoteha, Hon Yotze Khalitze, Bachel Numilea, Bumadar Baschanadina, Bachabat Slach of Human Say, Bachel Numilea, Miriam Brandon was Golder, Bachabat Slach of Human Say, Bachel Numilea, and the Fush Lema, Yachafig Basim Hadiz Vasya, and Bach with Miriam, Sosha Chalei Israel, Taisvis, in Maseches Yevamos and Daf Hayam with Beis, Dibur HaMaskil Kula Mishatnis Nafke writes Vim Toima Adi Alfinan Mikilayim Bit Sitzis De Dochi Nelef Misreifas Kotshim De Loi Dochi. The Gemara wants to learn that Esei Dochi Leitze Seif and Kilayim Bit Sitzis, that you're allowed to wear Shatnis for Tzitzis. The Tosu says, I have a different idea. Why don't we learn from Sreifas Kotshim that essay is not doichalais to say, that from klein betzisyon essay is doichalais to say, but from sreifas kotshim we can learn fakeld, she essay ain't doichalais to say. Gidedar shinan, b'perek tketzat soylem, dein sreifas kotshim doichal yomtif, and there's a mitzvah to be sreif kotshim, but this, if it's possible, but this sreifas kotshim is not doichal yomtif. You're only burning it on Cholamoid. You're not burning it on Yontif. Because ein essay doicha leisa say, the essay of Sreifas Kotshim isn't doicha Yontif. So why don't we learn from there that ein essay doicha leisa say? Azoyot gefrek toisvis. And for toisvis, we each loimal de shiny hosom, the loy botla mitzvasoi bechach. Yochel is so for achar Yontif. No, there it's different. Because there, the reason it's not doicha is because you're not being mevatel the mitzvah. And you can burn it after yontif. And we call mokoim, ilav boikel sheni, loisim mechalek v'hova mina didochi. So you have a limud for that. But if not for the limud, you would have said that it is doicha. But the fact that it's not doicha doesn't prove anything. Because you could do it already on the second day, so already do it later. What's the difference? Hashem kain if... When it needs to, when you can't do the mitzvah, otherwise, then avada the essay is doicha leisa say. But here, you can just do it later, so do it later. So normally, essay is doicha leisa say, but here, it's not necessary. So you can already do it tomorrow. So without the pasuk, you would have said, Yilav Boker Sheni, Loisim Mechalik. I would have said it's Doicha. Not for the Pasuk, you would have said that you do burn it on Yantif. But we have to understand Tosis. Why, without a Pasuk, would you say it's Doicha? Why isn't it considered Efshel Lekayim Shneim? Efshel Lekayim Shneim, wait till tomorrow. So why do you need a Pasuk to tell me that it's not Doicha? I should know that on my own. Means we rule that if Efshel Lekayim Shneim, you could accomplish both, then there's no Tchiyah. And here you can accomplish both, so there should be no Tchiyah. So why do we need a Pasuk for that? We should know that on our own. Taisus says you need a Pasuk to tell you that it's not Doicha. And we're saying you should know it on your own. With Efshel Lekayim Shneim, you do both. Ad kan kushi al Taisus, and we are going to go, we've been going through the Shiurim of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Hagoyim Hagadol Rabbi Abba Berman Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and we are going to continue because his Torah is just Masoik Midvash V'Neifes Tzufim. I once saw a passage by C.S. Lewis, a famous writer, thinker, and philosopher, theologian, they call it. And he says he doesn't understand the Tehillim. David HaMelech says that Torah is sweeter than honey. What's so sweet about Torah? Okay? You never learned the Shiurei Yuna Talmud of Moran HaGoyim Rabbi Abba Berman. You don't know what David HaMelech means. You learn one siman in this sefer and you're just drowning in the sweetness and the zizkeit. Obviously, it's one example of many svarim which reveal the sweetness of Torah. So, first we have to be makdim divrei Rambam, steht in Rambam Hilchos Mila Perek Aleph Halacha Beis V'chol Yoim V'yoim Shiyavor Olav Mishi Yigdal V'lo Yomul Es Atzmoy Hareyu Mevatel Mitzvah Saseh. That every day that passes and a person doesn't circumcise himself from the time that he becomes a gadol, he is mevatel a mitzvah saseh. Aval einai chayev kores ad shi yamus. But he is not chayev kores, so he's mevatel mitzvah saseh for every day that passes. He doesn't give himself a bris mila, but the chayev kores is not until he dies. V'orel b'mezid, and he is an uncircumcised Jew, purposefully, wantonly, intentionally, volitionally, just showing off all my synonyms. So that's the Rambam. We have to understand the Rambam. Milos a mitzvah esay sheish b'kores. And if b'chol yom sheino molo over al esay shel mila, so memele should be mischayev kores every day. Why is the Rambam mechalek between the mitzvah esay of kores that every day he's mevatel a mitzvah esay of mila, and nevertheless he's only chayev kores when he dies and he's in orel? Well, why is he chayev kores every day? Every day there's a mitzvah esay. He should be chayev kores every day. V'nira mevur midivrei haRamban. Shebechol mitzvah saseh yesh shnei inyanim. Number one, there's the essay itself. V'gam achiyu shechol al agavra la'asos es ha'essay. There's the essay itself. And then there's the obligation that devolves upon the individual to do the essay. The essay itself is the tzivui shenitzdav Yisrael b'har Sinai. And because of this tzivui, the gavra has a chiyuv to be mekayim the yaseh. There's the etzem ha'eseh that we were commanded. And then there's the chiyuv that's chol on the gavra to do the yaseh. The yaseh is what we were commanded at our Sinai. And through this tzivui, through this commandment at our Sinai, the gavra has a chiyuv, the kayim is a tzivui. The yisel lezeh, from the din of ein eseh teich eloise seh sheish boi kores. If he's mekayim the essay and he's over on the lav, he has a kiyum essay, if not for the fact that it's mitzvah of aveva. However, if he did what he was supposed to do, and he wasn't over on the lav, he's not considered that he was mevatel a mitzvah saseh. If he's mekayim the assay, he gets a kiyum assay. Not for mitzvah aveir, you get a kiyum assay. However, if he doesn't do the assay, he does what he's supposed to do, he acts as he was expected to act, and he's not mekayim the assay, and he wasn't over on the lav, he's not considered being mevatel a mitzvah saseh. Bazoi kashim in manav shach. If there's an assay, so why doesn't he consider that he's mevatel the assay when he wasn't over on the lav? And if we say that there is no assay, because he has to not be mekayim the assay in order not to be over on the lav, so why, if he's over on the lav mekayim the assay, does he have a kiyum mitzvah? There's no mitzvah. If there's an essay, then why isn't he considered a being mevatel if he didn't do it? And if there's no essay, then how can you say if he's mekayim and he's mekayim an essay? So therefore, Baal Polcheinu, we have to say, Kmo shebiyarnu, shebimitzis essay yesh shnei inyanim, is the essay itself. And then there's the chiyuv that's chal on the gavro, and the mekayim be asay. And because of this, in an instance, where ain asay deich alois asay, the asay ainu chal ala gavro, but oifen, the ain asay deich alois asay ba asay, in an instance, where an asay does not supersede a los assay and an assay, there is no chiyuv on the gavra to do the essay. Ratzon HaTorah is that he shouldn't do the essay. But there still is an essay. There are two aspects. There's the gavra and then there's the etzem essay. So the etzem essay there is in the case of essay, a lois essay and essay. If there's a lois essay and essay against an essay, there is an essay. There isn't the etzem atzivut. Just the gavra is not supposed to do it. There is an essay. So memela azoy. If he does it, he's mekayim the essay. If he doesn't do it, he's not mevatel anything because the gavra was told not to do it. Rabbeinu discusses this elsewhere. Hopefully we'll get to that at a later juncture in our lives. Hopefully not too much later. Ve'al pize mitba'arim divrei ha-Rambam she'afilu she'over mitzvat asei shel mila b'chol yom he's only chayiv koreis when he dies in Oro. He's the chiyuv to do the mitzvah every day. He's a chiyuv. Every day he doesn't do it, he's mevatel a mitzvah sase. But the einish koreis is for being over on the etzem atzivu yaaseh sheyamo. In the etzem atzivu there's no zman. The zman is on the gavro. The etzem atzivu is always. So therefore, every day is an essay on the gavro. He has to imal. If he doesn't do it, the kares is not, the kares is on being mevatel the etzem haaseh. And the etzem haaseh is his whole life. So the mele is only chayiv kares when he expires without a bris milah. So that maybe is pshat in the Rambam. The chayvid was masik on the Rambam, and he says, "Ein baze tavlin." There's no spice here. I guess the Ravid would hold that you shouldn't learn this Rambam in order to combat your Yetzirah. It won't work. Just because it's a Hasra Sofek, when you give the person Hasra, it's only a Sofek. Why is it only a suffix? Because maybe later on he's going to do the bris milah. So it's not definite that he's going to be chayav kares. Because of that, we patur him in a shemayim. Every day is an iser kares. Because it's only a suffix, do we patur him in a shemayim? It's only a hasra suffix. We patur him in a shemayim. Every day is an iser kares. What does the Ravid mean when he says this? But because it's a suffix, we're patterning him in a shemayim from kares. Every day there's a kares. What does he mean? You can't say that he means that that the person's over on kares every day. Because why then did the Ravid say v'chol yom oimed b'isul kares? He's not oimed b'isul kares. He's mamish chayiv kares. Oimed b'isur kares can't mean that he's over on an isur kares. Then the Ravid would have said he's mamish chayiv kares. So that's not what kol yom oimed b'isur kares means. And also if he's over on kares b'chayom, what does he mean? B'chim ashom asur asafik poitzen asur min ha-shamayim. There's no suffix here. He's vade chayiv kares b'chol yom. What's the suffix? So it must be that even according to the Ravid, if he's mal afterwards, he's not going to be mischayiv kares. Like the Kesef Mishnah writes, b'das ha-Ravid einshem. And that's the suffix. Is he going to be mal afterwards or not? Since according to the Ravid, if he circumcises afterwards, he's not going to be Mischayev Kares, and therefore not sure if he's Mischayev Kares. So what's his Asaga? When he writes, Shebuchol Yom Oimei Bisur Kares, What's his issue of contention with the Rambam? So it would appear that the Ravid is massing on what the Rambam writes. Aval eino chayav kores ad sheyames u'orel mezid. Shemevu'ar mizeh she'im hoya mezid kol hazman ve'oines b'yoyim ha'acharon she'eino chayav kores. So the Rambam says that he's only chayav kores when he dies and he's orel b'mezid. So we see from this that if he was mezid the whole time, and then on the last day he wanted to do bris milah and boom, didn't work out, the mola was late and he dies, nachayv kares. Eidus b'yamachav is nachayv kares. And that the ravid is masig, it's not true. If he dies without a bris milah, even though he's honest at the end, he's still nischayv kares l'mafreya, kol hazman that he wasn't mola b'mezid. Since kol yoyim oimed b'isser kares, every day he's standing before this isser kares, this isser kares is hovering over his head. So that's the Ravid's beef with the Rambam. The Rambam holds that if he's Einus B'yom Acharon, it's off the hook. And the Ravid holds Mapitom, if he's Einus B'yom Acharon, it's Chayef for all the times the Mafreya, that he wasn't Anus. That's the Ravid's point of contention with the Rambam. Uvegeder HaMachloik is Niro, that the Rambam holds that Onish Kores is because he was over al etzem atzivui. Ve'averus tzivui shel mila. He was over on the tzivui. And when's the tzivui? That he shouldn't die without a bris mila. Then he's over on the tzivui lamo by dying without a bris mila. He's transgressing this prohibition. Torah says he has to have a bris mila and he doesn't. So he dies without it. He's over on what it says in the Torah, etzem atzivui. And therefore, according to the Rambam, he needs to be an anus even at the end. But the Ravid argues with the Rambam, and he holds that Einish Kores is because he wasn't a kind of tzivui. Mitzad the Gavro, he wasn't a kind of tzivui that was on him. Not the Etzem at tzivui, but that he wasn't a kind of tzivui. And because of this, every day is part of this kiyum. Because every day he could be Mekayim and he wasn't Mekayim. So if he was Mal himself at the end, there's no Ikiyum, because in the end he was Mekayim. In the end he fulfilled it. But if he dies without it, there's an Ikiyum. So it's a Gloy Nosalem Afreh, there is Mishayev Kares. And this Ikiyum, I'm not fulfilling it every day that he could have done it. And therefore, even with Sof Yamav, he was Aynes, nevertheless, Mischayiv Kores al kol hayamim d'mei korah shalom ol b'mezid. So again, the Rambam says the person's chayiv kores for not being kind etzem atzivui. So if he was ever honest al etzem atzivui, he's off the hook. He has to be honest. He has to be mezid business life until the end. He has to be mezid. The Ravid holds no. That he gets kares for not being mekayim the tzivui. He has an obligation for not fulfilling his obligation. And his obligation is every day. So even if he was honest at the end, he's still going to be chayav kares for all those other days that he wasn't mekayim the obligation. Even if he was honest lebasov, but what about the interim? He wasn't honest. And that's what the Ravid says. V'chimishum hasroa sofeg. Because there's only a doubt here whether or not he's going to be chayav kares. I don't think it means literally Hasra. There's no Hasra is for Basin, for Shemayim. Because it's only a Safek. Do we patter him? In other words, every day there's a Safek if he's going to die. Lebasayf. And then he's going to be Mischayiv Lemafreya. That he wasn't Malboy so young. So because it's a suffix, he's going to become pater. Every day is part of the ikium, and on which he's mischayev kares, he obligates himself in kares lamafreya, like we explained. The Ravid says what? Because every day we're not sure if he's going to die, we're going to let him off the hook? No. Because every day is part of his ikium. So you're right, we don't know if he's going to die that day. But just not being mekayim that day is enough to make him chayav karis. And therefore, even if he's honest lo basof, it doesn't matter, because every day is part of the ikiyum. Kol yom oimed v'ser karis. Every day is potentially v'ser karis. It's part of the ikiyum that's ultimately going to be mechayav karis if he doesn't do bris milah at the end. So that's the hezbir and the machlekes in Harambam l'raivit, siyata d'shmai. Rambam holds that he's only chayiv karis and not being mekayim be'etzem atzivui, which is his whole life. He has to die without a bris milah. He's honest. The end, he's off the hook. It's patur from karis. The chayiv holds, no. Even if he's honest at the end, what about all those other times? He's omid b'ser karis. He's a potential. He's a walking time bomb. He's a walking karis bomb. Maybe even at the end, he's honest. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter in his own in Chayiv Karis and Mafre. So now we can understand our Taisvis, that we said that if not for the Pasuk, I would say that Sreifas Kochim is Doicha Yamtiv. Afilu She'efshu L'kaimis HaMitzvah L'machar. Why would we say that? Why would we say without the Pasuk Sreifas Kochim is Doicha Yamtiv? We know that Efshu L'kaim Shneim. Let him do it tomorrow. Why do I need a pasuk to tell him to do it tomorrow? And that's because every day there's a chiyuv to do the mitzvah of Sreifas Kochim. It's like milah, it's a mitzvah every day. You can't do the mitzvah today of yesterday. Every day is a mitzvah of Sreifas Kochim. So if not for the gilui in the pasuk, we would say that it's doicha. Why is it doicha? Because don't say do it tomorrow. Tomorrow is not fulfilling today's obligation. I'll pay you on Tuesday for a hamburger today. Okay, but I need the money today. Every day is a bitl. I need the money. Excuse me for referencing a cartoon. So, here too, by not doing Sreifas Kochim today, he's being mevatel a mitzvah of today. You would think that it is doich if not for the pasuk. And that's why we need the pasuk to tell you that break your sheni, do it on the second day. And it's not doich. And therefore you can't learn that normally it's not doche, because here you have a pasuk to tell you it's not doche. Because there you're not being mekbatel the mitzvah by the fact that you could be sort of after yomtiv. Because it's true, the chiyuv on the person is to do it every day, but the etzem atzivui is not going to be mizbatel. Since the etzem tzivui is not going to be mizbatel, just like milah, if he does it the next day, or a week later, or a month later, so the etzim tzivui is not going to be mevatel. So to hear, what's the etzim tzivui of Sreifas Kochim? They should be burned eventually. Since that's not going to be mevatel if he does it on the second day, so he's allowed to do it on the second day. Chol HaMoed. So maybe normally we would say that it should be mevatel, because he has a chiyuv to do it today, and he can't fulfill that tomorrow. So I say, is doicha. It is mevatel loisa. It is doicha loisa. But when it comes to, but here by Sreifas Kochim, a special pasuk that says no. But the reason it's not doicha is because ein achinami, he's not going to be mekayim his chiyuv today. But since the etzem haaseh is the etzem essay isn't going to be mizbatel. He's going to end up doing it tomorrow, so therefore he can wait, just like by the bris milah. We have the chiyuv on the persons every day. As long as he does it eventually, he's mekayim the etzem asay. So to here, chiyuv on the person every day is to serve his kachim, but if he doesn't do it today, the etzem asay isn't going to be batel. He does it tomorrow. So that's why we need the pasuk to tell him. You're right, he's mevatel his chiyuv today of not doing Srefa's kachim. But since there's an essay and a lois essay involved, if he is Sairef, we tell him, wait a day, because eventually you're going to be doing the SMSA is going to be Miskayim. So therefore, push it off. But you can't learn to a regular case, because here you have a special pasuk telling you to push it off. Like upon him, we learned the Yisod Gadol and Mitzvahs, the Etzem HaSei, and the Chiyuv and the Gavlo. We learn how that is expressed in the Mitzvah of Bris Milah and in Srekos Kachim. It's been in the Chlokas Rambam Raivit. The Bris Milah, that the Chlokas is about Onus B'Yom Acharon. The Rambam holds your Pater, the Raivit holds your Nat. Because your Chayav will not Freya, because he wasn't Mekayim in Tzchiyuv. And we should be zeichah mitzvah Hashem to continue singing the flows of Teiras Hashem. It's a very fascinating Tosfos. Hopefully, we will be zeichah to revisit it very soon. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.